Good morning, brothers and sisters. In our parable today from the Lord, this specific example that he's giving is one that actually happened in Israel at the time. It was the tradition, in fact, that when a bridegroom was coming to get his bride, the virgins would be waiting outside, and if he came at night, they'd have these torches to lead him to his bride. That was their responsibility. And if their torches weren't lit, well, they couldn't come in. They weren't part of the group. They weren't ready. And so Jesus is using this as an analogy, as a parable for the kingdom of heaven on earth. We know that the kingdom of heaven is the church. And so he says the church is composed of both wise and foolish virgins. The wise ones have extra flasks of oil. The foolish ones don't have extra flasks of oil. And when the bridegroom is delayed in coming, the bridegroom, of course, is Christ. When he's delayed in coming, when you don't know when he's going to come to judge you, if you're foolish, you won't be let in. You won't get into heaven. So that's technically the message that our Lord is preaching. The fathers tell us that these lamps that these virgins possess, that each one of us possesses, is the light of God given to us at baptism. When we were baptized, we received the candle lit from the Easter flame. And that represents the light of Christ in our soul. The state of grace, we call it. The light of the Holy Spirit. And it's Christ who gives us that light. He sparks into flame his life within us. So that's what the torch represents. But the oil, which keeps that flame burning, is not given to us by Christ. It's obtained from the merchants. Although technically Christ is the merchant. But you have to buy it from him. That's the difference. He freely gives the light. But you have to purchase from him the oil to keep that flame alive. And according to the saints and the fathers, what is this oil? And what does it cost to purchase it? With this oil is the virtue, the good deeds of the spiritual life. Acts of mercy, acts of charity, acts of self-sacrifice, love, kindness. All of the commandments of our Lord in calling us to love not only our neighbor but even our enemies, these things provide for us the oil necessary to keep the flame of Christ burning in our hearts. And so when we're not following Christ in these ways, what happens? The flame goes out. So our responsibility as Christians is to keep the flame that's been given to us burning brightly. This is the requirement that each of us has to obey the commands of the Lord, to love our neighbor, to care for the poor and the needy, to pray for the dead, to visit those imprisoned, all of the acts of mercy. But as we know, all charity begins at home. So love and kindness and forgiveness, all of that begins at home, with spouses and with children. It extends to work as well. When you're in the grocery store, or driving down the highway, or leaving the parking lot after Mass. Charity can be found anywhere. Acts of self-sacrifice. And all that those do is keep that flame burning in your heart. And many of us struggle with these acts of mercy. We have a difficulty with these loving things in imitation of Christ, these acts of self-sacrifice. Because we're usually focused more on our sinfulness. We're struggling to overcome sin. And so what do? We don't worry so much about keeping the flame lit with sufficient fuel. We're struggling with the fact that the flame keeps going out because of our sins. And this is why each one of us knows that the only way that flame can stay lit is with the grace of the sacraments. Every grace bestowed upon us comes through the sacraments, that light of Christ, the gift of the Spirit, which is a flame in our hearts, came through baptism and is strengthened and maintained in each one of the sacraments. And that's where the more we live these sacraments in our daily life and approach them as is necessary, the more we can rekindle that flame when it does go out. But that's still not enough. We have this obligation to go to the merchant and purchase more oil. So what happens? The bridegroom comes, and the five foolish ones who have gone off to try to purchase some new oil get locked out. They're too late. And this is a terrifying thing that can happen to any Christian. Jesus here is talking about the members of the church. He's not talking about pagans or non-believers. He's talking about the members of the church. That the foolish Christians can get locked out of heaven because they weren't ready when the Lord came to judge them. It's not that they didn't want to go to heaven. It's not that they weren't trying. They just weren't ready. And what is the mindset that leads to this lack of preparedness? It's a very simple thing. You see, these women, these virgins were foolish, and they, of course, are not picking on women here. It's all of us. They were foolish because they didn't think they needed more oil. They thought they had enough love in their heart. That was their mistake. They thought, oh, I've loved enough. I've sacrificed enough. They had decided on how much they would suffer for Christ, on how much they would give to their neighbor in need. And they decided, I've given enough today, or I've given enough this week. Therefore, I'm free from doing charitable deeds at least for a couple of more days. They judged their love sufficient. And of course, they were wrong. And so when the Lord came, they weren't ready for him. And they lost the gift of salvation. This is such a basic mistake that each one of us makes. Children, you do this with your parents all the time. I've been obedient enough today. I've been nice enough today to my brothers and sisters. Spouses, you do this with each other. I've forgiven enough. Right? That's a famous one. I've forgiven enough. Or usually it's, I've forgiven this offense enough. Because you have to do it multiple times. At work, out in public, it doesn't matter. We all fall prey to this same Christian error. We judge our love sufficient. And the Lord warns us, you could very well be wrong. So don't ever assume you have enough love in your life, that you've sacrificed enough, that you've imitated Christ sufficiently. Seek to do it to excess, so that you always have a surplus of oil, and you never have to worry that you'll run out. Lastly, it's important to point out why the wise virgins did not share their oil with the foolish ones. I mean, if they're really representative of the holy Christian who loves and sacrifices, why didn't they share some of their oil? You'd think they should do that. It sounds kind of selfish. There might not be enough for us and you. Go to the merchants and purchase some yourselves. But all of the fathers tell us that the reason Jesus explains this in the parable, is because it is not possible to keep somebody else's flame burning in their heart. You can only keep the grace God has given you alive in your own heart through your own choices your own acts of love and compassion. You can't do it for somebody else. Each Christian has the moral obligation to keep their own flame alive. So these wise virgins could not share. They could not share, even if they wanted to. Each of us ultimately, individually, stands before our Lord on Judgment Day. And what a terrifying thing it would be if we hear these words from his lips. Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.